Okay, today we continue in the 13th and final parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit. So remember, we have seven Piskei Halacha of Admon. Admon, Omer, and Shiva. Admon said seven things. Number one, Mi Shemes V'Niach Banam Banos. So if a guy dies and he had sons who wanted to collect the Yerusha, and he had daughters who wanted to be supported from the father's estate. So Bizman Shanachasim Rubin, when there's plenty of money, enough to support the sons and the daughters until the daughters grow up, Habanam Yarshim V'Habanam. So the sons get the Yerusha and the daughters get the Mizonos from them. But when there's not enough money to go around, you know, until the daughters grow up, the daughters are going to get their Mizonos. And if that means that the sons are going to have to go around begging at people's doors for money, that's what they'll have to do. We'd rather the sons suffer that indignity than the daughters. He says, why? Because I'm a male, I lose out? How can sons who generally have a greater right than daughters do, meaning they get Yerusha, daughters don't get Yerusha, have weaker rights in this case? So the halacha is, if there's nechasim u'atim, the sons and the daughters should get equal until they have nothing. And granted, it's not going to be enough to support the daughters until they get older. It's not enough to support the sons either, but you make do with whatever you have. Amram Gamliel, Romanius Devri Admon. Amram Gamliel says, I think Admon is correct. Now Mishnah Dalit is the second psak halacha of Admon, and it's based on the following. When a person claims that somebody owes him a certain amount of money, and the defendant says he's modeh b'miktzas on that money, so he's chayv to take a shvua. But if a person claims one type of property, and the defendant denies owing that, but he admits that he owes something else, so that's not a modeh b'miktzas, because you have to be modeh mimin hataina. If you're modeh something that's not mimin hataina, you don't take a shvua's modeh b'miktzas. So atoynes chavero kadesh emin. If a person says, you owe me jugs of oil, 10 jugs of oil. And the other guy says, I don't owe you any oil, but I do owe you 10 empty jugs. This is a moda b'miktzas, because he's admitting that he owes jugs, and that was part of the claim. So Yeshavas, nah, that's not considered to be hoda miminataina, because the guy never meant to claim the jugs, he meant to claim the amount of oil that fits inside the jugs. Amram Gamliel, Rohan, yes, the Rei Admon. Rohan Gamliel says, I think Admon is correct. So to review what we learned today, we did the first two of the seven Piskei Halacha of Admon. Pesach Halacha number one of Admon was that if a guy left sons and daughters, so if there's enough to go around, so the sons get the Yerusha and the daughters get supported from the estate, but if there's not enough Nechasim, he says the daughters get whatever they need for their Mizonos, and the sons will have to beg for food. But Admon disagreed, and he said it makes no sense that a son's position is going to be weaker than a daughter's. So they just split it evenly. And Ram Gamliel agreed to Admon. In Mishnah Dalit we said that if a guy claims you owe me 10 jugs of oil, and the other fellow admitted that he owes jugs but not oil, so Admon says, yeah, that's a modeh b'miktzas, so you take a shvua. Whereas Chum say, nah, it's not a modeh b'miktzas, the guy wasn't claiming jugs, he was claiming oil, and you admitted to jugs, that's not mimin hataina. And Ram Gamliel over here says, I agree with Admon once again. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav.